Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Glow With It podcast. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, self-care, self-improvement, and everything in between. I am so excited to be back home in Arizona in my own space and just getting back into a routine slowly but surely. And I'm so excited to be chatting with you guys on the podcast once again. If you can't tell, I am a little congested right now. I did end up getting sick as soon as I landed back in Arizona. I feel like whenever you travel, this always happens. Your body just catches up to you and you get sick. So I've been taking it easy this week, and I tried to hold off on recording this episode for as long as I could because I did not want to come on here sounding super nasally and congested, because let's be honest, that's not cute. And I held off as long as I could. Today's the last day that I can record this episode before it's considered late. So if I sound a little nasally, a little congested, you hear a little sniffle here and there, please give me some grace. Your girl was sick and she's doing the best that she can, okay? But regardless, I am still feeling pretty good. I feel a lot better than I have this last week. I put my makeup on, and I don't know what it is, if it's the products that I've been using, or maybe the tools, the brushes that I've recently gotten. My makeup has been eating as of lately, okay? It's just looking the way that I've always wanted it to look, and I'm so happy about it. So I did my makeup for the first time this week, so that helped me feel so much better, so much more put together. And I am getting my nails done after this. I'm going on a Trader Joe's run to get some flowers to make my little flower bouquet that I've been loving to do as a little hobby. So I'm feeling a lot better than I did this previous week, and I'm just so ready to get back to my normal self, to feeling good and healthy again, so that I can get back on track and get back into a routine, which was my original plan this last week when I first came back home from vacation. That was the plan, to like hit the ground running, get back on track. But as life would have it, my body had other plans, and I'm totally okay with that, because I feel like I really needed this week to rest, to recharge my body, because although I was on vacation, I was doing a lot of things. I was socializing a lot. I was walking a lot. I was around people a lot, which is draining to me just because I'm more of an introvert and I love being by myself. That's how I recharge. And for 2 weeks straight, I did not have any solo time. So I feel like this was my body saying, girl, before you get back into it, before you hit the ground running, let's take some time to recharge, to rest. And that's what I did this week. So in light of wanting to get back on track and get back into a routine, I wanted to share with you guys some of the tips that I do to help me get back on track whenever I've fallen off track. So if you are someone who has recently fallen off track with their goals, their fitness, their habits, their routines, for whatever reason, whether it's because you recently gotten sick and you weren't able to do the things that you normally do, maybe you went on a vacation, or maybe you had to take care of a sick family member, whatever the reason is, I have some tried and true tips that are going to help you get back on track, get motivated, get inspired, and get you back into a routine that makes you feel good. So get your notebooks out, because I have some amazing tips, and these are things that I wish I knew a lot sooner, because it would have helped me stop that toxic cycle that I was in. And let's see, are there any other updates? Oh yeah. If you guys follow me on Instagram, then you already know I recently chopped my hair off. And I just want to say thank you so much to the outpouring of love that I got. I was not expecting that. I don't think I've ever received as many like DMs or engagement on anything more than I did when I posted my first story back home. I was not expecting that, but thank you guys so much for hyping your girl up. I do not do a good job at hyping myself up. I really don't. I feel like sometimes I'm too humble, and I do think that could be a negative thing. And I'm just working on being my own best hype woman. So thank you guys so much for all the love. I'm loving my new hair. Like I was sharing in my last vlog on YouTube, which I think it's my Cabo vlog. I was saying how it feels like a new era is here. I feel like I'm in a new phase. If you guys happen to catch any of my episodes from the beginning of the year, you know that your girl was going through it. And the start of 2024, the first quarter of the year, was rough. And just something recently has shifted in the air within me, around me. And I just feel so much lighter. And I feel like, okay, the storm has passed and now the sky is clearing up, the sunshine is here, and I just feel like I'm in a new era. And I think that's why I got the urge to randomly cut my hair while I was back home. I had no intentions. I had no plans of cutting my hair. It wasn't even a thought in my mind. And then one day I woke up and I was like, I'm gonna chop off all my hair. And I told my mom and she was like, no, don't do it, it's so long and healthy. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna chop it off. And that is what I did. And I'm so happy that I did it, because I feel like, first of all, I feel so free. My hair feels healthy. I love it. But also I feel like it solidified this new era that we are in, which is a lighter, happier, more joyful era, and I'm here for it, okay? Especially because of the last few months that we had. Don't get me wrong, I'm grateful for those lessons. I feel like I came out of it even stronger, even wiser, which I say about any time I go through a challenging situation or season in my life. I know there's always a purpose and there's a reason behind it. So I'm grateful for that season, but I can't lie, I'm much happier and much more excited for this new season that we are in. So thank you guys so much for all of the love, all of just the beautiful comments and messages that you guys send me. You guys don't know how much they mean to me. Like, whenever you say something that really resonates with me, it just hits so differently. And I'm just so thankful for each and every one of you. And I love you guys so, so much. So that is all I have to say for now. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So we might have switched up our hair recently, but one thing I'm tried and true to is my hair care products, and Lola V has been doing it for me lately. If you haven't heard, Lola V is an award-winning hair care line founded by the hair goddess herself, Jennifer Aniston. And since spring is here, now is the perfect time to reassess your hair needs, so why not listen to someone known for her iconic hair? Now that spring is here, the weather is getting nicer, but that also means more humidity, and as a natural curly-haired gal, the struggle with frizz is real, which is why I rely on Lola V to keep my frizz under control with their perfecting leave-in conditioner that hydrates, fights frizz, and smooths my hair. I also love their lightweight hair oil, which hydrates and fights frizz as well and smooths my split ends without making my fine hair too greasy. Lola V is truly a holy grail hairline for me, and what's even better is it's clean, plant-powered products, and they're suitable for every hair type and texture. If you want to get your hands and hair on some Lola V for a limited time, you can get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at lolav.com. Just use my promo code JSHAW at checkout. That's Lola V, LOLAVIE.com, and use my promo code JSHAH at checkout for 15% off your entire order. So now that I'm back from vacation, I'm definitely focusing on getting my life together, getting back into routine, getting back on track. Like I said, that was my plan the first week that I came back, but obviously I got sick, so I could not do that. And while I was on vacation, I did kind of fall off my routines. Not too bad, but I definitely didn't do as much as I could have done. And listen, we all fall off track from time to time, whether you just recently lost motivation, maybe life has gotten busy for you, maybe you just came back from a trip, whatever the reason is, just know it happens. And I want to share kind of what I used to struggle with whenever I would fall off routine, whether it was for what I would consider valid reasons or not valid reasons. Whenever I would fall off track for whatever reason, it would always be a struggle to get back on track and to feel good again. And I want to share some mistakes that I used to make, because I know I am not the only one who has done this or who does this currently. Especially if you're a perfectionist, type A type of person, you probably do some of these things too. And if you do, I want to help you stop that, because you're self-sabotaging, and That is not what we're here to do, okay? So essentially, in the past, whenever I would fall off track for, like I said, whether it's for super valid reasons or maybe I just was being lazy, whatever the case is, what my cycle would look like is, first of all, I would shame myself for essentially being a human and failing to be perfect. And even if I fell off for very valid reasons, like having to take care of a sick family member, or maybe I was sick myself, I did not know how to give myself grace. And if you do this, please do yourself a favor and stop. Even if you fell off because, let's say, you were honestly just lacking motivation, or maybe you were just feeling lazy, we can acknowledge that and we can hold ourselves accountable without beating ourselves up over it and shaming ourselves. So we can say, yeah, I could have gone to that workout and I just chose not to because I was being lazy, without shaming ourselves for it. So with that being said, I want to get a little deep and personal for just a second, but I feel like the main reason why I've always been so hard on myself and I did not know how to give myself grace whenever I made a mistake or whenever I failed to reach my own expectations is because I was never given grace as a child. Whenever I would make even the smallest mistakes, or whenever I would be a child, and sometimes children don't know any better. Sometimes they do things that are silly, that are what adults would consider common sense. But as a child, sometimes you don't know any better. And as a child, I was not given grace for being a child. I was always expected to act like an adult and to act like I knew exactly what to do in every situation. And for any little mistake, whether it was like I knocked over my apple juice or I made a mistake in any way, I was never given any sort of grace. And now as an adult myself, I found that I was now acting and treating myself like the adults in my life used to treat me. And this is why self-awareness and introspection and reflecting is so, so, so important, because we can unconsciously continue certain patterns and treat ourselves in a way that maybe others treated us. And sometimes that is not the healthiest or best way to treat ourselves. And so this small decision of choosing not to shame myself has been such a turning point in just like my overall self-improvement and self-love journey. And I feel like I'm reparenting myself in so many ways, especially when I decide to give myself grace for falling off track and not, you know, sticking to my routines. That has been such a healing experience for me, to not beat myself up over those things. So that's just some food for thought if you struggle with this too. Check in with how were you treated whenever you were less than perfect, whenever you made a mistake, maybe you got a bad grade, maybe you got in trouble. How were you treated in those situations by the adults in your life? And how have you been repeating some of those patterns? So essentially, I would shame myself, beat myself up whenever I would fall off track and fall off routine. And because I felt so disappointed in myself, I would force myself to go from 0 to 100, which was setting unrealistic expectations on myself and setting myself up for failure. And then when I would fail to meet those expectations, I would again feel disappointed in myself. And so it would be this repetitive cycle of feeling disappointed in myself, setting super unrealistic expectations, not meeting those expectations, and then feeling disappointed in myself again. And then the cycle would just repeat and repeat and repeat until I realized what I was doing and how I was continuing certain patterns and behaviors that adults showed when I was a child. And that's when I decided, okay, it's important to give myself grace. It's important to hold myself accountable, but in a loving way that isn't putting myself down. So now whenever I fall off track or I fall off routine, I don't do that anymore. I've healed, I've grown, and I want to share some tips on how I help myself get back on track, get back in a routine without the shame, without the guilt, without feeling disappointed in yourself. And the first tip that I have for you is to change your perspective. So instead of looking at yourself falling off track as a failure or as a disappointment or whatever beliefs that you have about yourself whenever you do fall off track, look at it as an opportunity to hit reset and try again. I don't know about you guys, but every time I fall off track, it kind of feels like a mini new year moment. And I get so excited to hit reset, to focus on my goals, to focus again and kind of just get back on track. You know, those new year momentum vibes that we all get at the beginning of the year. We feel so excited, so motivated, we're so hyped. That is how I now choose to look at things whenever I do fall off track and I'm trying to get back into a routine. I just think of it as like, this is my new year reset moment. And that feeling of disappointment or feeling like I'm falling behind or struggling now turns into excitement and inspiration. So I highly recommend, if you're someone who struggles with getting back on track, try checking in with your perspective and shifting it to a more positive perspective that actually motivates you to get back into a routine. The second tip to helping me get back on track, get back into a routine, is getting re-inspired. So kind of piggybacking off of tip number one, chances are if you fell off track in any way, you lost motivation. Chances are if you fell off track in any way, you probably lost some motivation and inspiration along the way as well. And inspiration and motivation are feelings that come and go, which is why so many self-improvement people say to focus on discipline, because discipline is what is going to help you show up even on the days that you don't want to. And while I completely agree with that, and I think it's absolutely true, I also think that it doesn't hurt to get re-inspired. So getting clear on why you started in the first place, maybe making a mood board or having a journaling session or finding content that inspires you, whatever you need to do to help you get re-inspired. Things that I've done have been like going on a trip, cutting my hair, doing some spring cleaning, making a mood board, writing down my goals once again to kind of get myself back into that new year mindset that I had at the beginning of the year. So yes, it's important to have discipline, because like I said, discipline is what's going to get you to do the things that you have to do even when you don't want to do them. But it doesn't hurt to get re-inspired and to find inspiration on those things as well. My third tip is to get the tools you need that are going to help you get back on track, get back into a routine, whether that's downloading an app, buying a planner, a notebook, maybe a cute new workout set. Now, I'm not saying it's necessary to spend money on something in order to get back on track and get back into a routine, not at all, but sometimes it can help. So for example, maybe you've been wanting to increase your daily steps, but you've been avoiding walking because the walking shoes that you currently own are old and they're beat up, and every time you wear them, you end up having foot pain, and that's been preventing you from increasing your daily steps. In a situation like that, then yes, it might be beneficial to spend money on some brand new shoes or even thrifting some shoes. So I'm not trying to say like you have to buy this and buy that in order to get motivated, get back into a routine. But in certain circumstances, it is helpful to get yourself a little something that's going to help you get back on track. So for example, for me, one of the reasons why I started to fall a little bit off track while I was on vacation was because right before I went on vacation, I had just completed my planner that I was using for quarter one, and I didn't have anything to write down my schedule and my to-do list after that. And yes, I had like my Google Calendar, which I do like to use, but I am such a pen to paper type of person. So not having my planner to write down my ideas and my to-do list and my schedule and my plans was very, very challenging for me. I felt so unorganized and all over the place, and I could not function. And I just realized that in order for me to feel on track and in a routine and like my best self, I need a planner to organize my life. That's just how my brain works. That's how I function best. So I ended up ordering a new planner. It's by the brand Inside Then Out. And I really liked this planner because, one, it was undated. Tell me why I went to Target like right before my trip to buy a new planner, which was around like mid-March, I would say. tell me why all the planners were dated for August and beyond. And I'm like, we have April, May, June, July. Like, we have 4 months left until August, and all of the planners weren't until August. So I didn't end up getting a planner, and I was really annoyed about that. But anyways, I really like this planner because it's undated, so you can use it whenever. And it's a monthly, weekly, and daily type of planner, which I really like. I like having all the different overviews and like my daily to-do list. That's what I need. So that's what I've been using. And the first thing I did when I landed back in Phoenix was I went to a coffee shop and I just planned out my whole month and week. And I instantly felt so much relief and mental clarity. And I felt, okay, I am ready to get back to it. I'm ready to get back on track. So that is my third tip. Get the tools you need that are going to help you succeed in getting back on track. So I don't know if anyone else is like this, but whenever I'm shopping, whether it's for toilet paper or bread, whatever it is, I always get so overwhelmed with all of the different options. And sometimes it's so hard to know what's best for you. And don't even get me started when it comes to finding skincare products that are good for you and actually work. It seems like there is a new skincare brand launching every other month, and it's so overwhelming sometimes. For example, I spent hours researching the best sunscreen that wouldn't clog my pores or break me out, and I felt like I was doing a research paper, okay? Finding skincare products that actually work for you is complicated, and that's why I'm so excited to be partnering again with Apostrophe, our sponsor for today's episode. So Apostrophe's goal is to help you feel confident in your own skin. Whether you're dealing with breakouts, signs of aging, or acne scarring, Apostrophe will help you love the skin you're in. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get you customized acne treatment for your unique skin. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. All you have to do is fill out an online consultation about your skin goals, your medical history, you snap a few selfies, and a dermatology provider will create a customized treatment plan just for you. Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments for all types of acne, so hormonal acne, facial acne, and even back, chest, and butt acne. With Apostrophe, you can treat breakouts from head to toe. Right now, my skincare goals are to fade my dark spots and improve my skin texture, and I love that Apostrophe has customized treatment plan for my specific concerns. If you're interested in trying out Apostrophe today, you can get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/glow when you use our code GLOW at checkout. That is a savings of $15. That's apostrophe.com/glow and use our promo code GLOW at checkout. All right, y'all, just have a few more tips for you guys, and I'm going to push through because the sniffles are sniffling and we got to go. But my next tip to getting back on track, getting back into a routine, is to go back to the basics. So as I mentioned earlier, one of my biggest mistakes I made was trying to go from 0 to 100. So if, for example, you haven't worked out in about a month and all of a sudden you try to set a goal of working out 5 to 6 times a week, what are you doing? You are setting yourself up for failure, and I know because I've done this exact thing. You might be able to sustain this goal for maybe a week, but chances are you are going to burn yourself out because it's not a sustainable goal. It's okay to take a step back and take things slowly. So for example, if you haven't worked out for a month, instead of setting a goal of working out 5 to 6 times a week, let's aim for 2 to 3 times a week. And then once you have that down, then you can add more days until you get back to your regular workout schedule or to whatever goal that you've set for yourself. But start with the basics, start slowly, start small, or else you are going to set yourself up for failure. So for example, with the whole working out thing, while I was on vacation, I did not work out at all. I did do a lot of walking, especially when I was in Cabo. So, you know, I was active for part of my vacation, but the second week when I was back home in California, yeah, that did not happen. It was cold, it was rainy, and honestly, I was just so exhausted from Mexico that I did not do a lot of movement. So coming back home to Arizona, I knew that it was not going to be realistic to go back to my normal routine that I was doing before I left, which before I went on vacation, my workout split slash routine kind of looked like this. I did my daily steps every single day, And I was doing Pilates 2 times a week. And then I was doing strength about 2 to 3 times a week. And I knew there was no way I would be able to get back to that. And instead of setting that as my goal, I decided to start small, which was to focus on just simply doing my daily walking every single day and then slowly working my way up back to where I used to be. So that's just an example of starting small and going back to the basics. It is way more sustainable to do that than to try to go from 0 to 100. Trust me. I've been there, I've done that, and I've failed many, many times. My fifth tip for getting back on track is to eliminate all distractions. So you guys know that I'm all about living a balanced lifestyle through and through, so I might sound a little hypocritical right now, but please hear me out because it's going to make sense in a moment. When you find yourself trying to refocus, get back on track with your goals, wellness, your career, this is when we need to practice being a little bit more disciplined with ourselves, only until we have found our routine again and we have built back up our consistent habits and we are in a more stable place. The way I like to think of it is like tending a garden. When your plants are well established and they're blossoming, they only require regular maintenance, maybe some watering here and there, weeding, maybe a little bit of pruning. But if you've neglected your garden for a while, or maybe a storm came through and ruined your garden, the regular day-to-day maintenance routine is just not going to cut it. You're going to have to put in extra effort, extra work. Maybe you're going to have to replant some areas, build a stronger foundation. You're going to have to restore your garden to where it was, and that's going to take a little bit extra effort and hard work. But once you plant your solid foundation and you get your garden back to where you want it to be, where it's stable and thriving again, then and only then can you return to your normal maintenance routine. So that's why I say I might sound a little hypocritical, because in the beginning of trying to get back on track, get back into a routine, there really isn't a lot of room for balance. At least that's what I have found is helpful for me in the beginning, is just eliminate as many distractions so that I can focus, get back to where I want to be. And then once I'm there, then I can focus on different areas of my life. Then I can extend myself more because I don't have to put in as much effort and as much work into whatever I'm working on, whether it's like my habits, my routines, my wellness, my fitness, because those are already in a good, stable place. I hope that makes sense. In my mind, it makes sense, but I hope I'm explaining that properly. And my last and final tip to getting back in on track and in a routine is not a surprising one, but something that needs to be said, is to track and celebrate your progress. And this is coming from someone who struggles to celebrate herself and celebrate the little wins. I was talking about this on my stories when I was sharing a recent win that I had for a new sponsor for the podcast. And if you know, you know. And one thing that I struggle with is to celebrate the little milestones along the way. I think it's because I have such high expectations for myself and for my life that I feel like I can only celebrate when it's a huge milestone or a really big goal. And that is a belief that I'm working on shifting, because it really should not be like that. We should celebrate every little accomplishment, every little win, no matter how big or small. And so what I have found is by celebrating every little accomplishment along the way, that is giving me positive reinforcement. And the more positive reinforcement you give yourself, the more motivated and inspired you are to continue working towards your goals and to stay on track. So if you're someone who struggles with celebrating yourself, please listen to this. And one way that helps me kind of focus on all of my wins that I've been doing, and I think I've shared this before, but I'm going to share it again. When I do my evening routine and I do my journaling, one thing that I like to do is to add my wins of the day. And it doesn't matter how small or big it is. It could be that I took all my vitamins today, or I made my bed first thing in the morning, or I drank enough water, or it could be as big as I signed an amazing and exciting brand deal with one of my favorite brands. It doesn't matter how big or small. Every single night, I write down my wins of the day, and this just reinforces to me that I'm on the right track. I'm making progress. I'm seeing results, because it's so easy to forget about the little wins when you're so focused on the bigger picture. So these are my tips on how to get back on track, get back into a routine. Now that I'm feeling so much better, I will definitely be applying these exact tips this upcoming week as I try to get back on track, get back into a routine. I hope that you found these tips helpful. And if you have any tips on how you get back on track, get yourself back into a routine, I would love to hear them so that I can apply them in my life this week as well. But I hope that you enjoyed this episode. As a final reminder, if you are interested in any of our sponsors, be sure to check them out, the link below. If you want to catch me on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, the links to that will also be in the show notes. That is all I have to say for today's episode. I'm so happy to be back and feeling back and better. That is all I have to say. So, as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.